You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Oh, listen to that.
Felt a little festive since it's the first, I guess.
I'll be darned.
I got to tell you what I'm going through over the last couple of days. Withdrawal symptoms. And if anything, it has driven home the fact. We were talking yesterday about how I've had to bite the bullet and get sugar out of my life again. Just like the last 2 months, I've just been an idiot with it. I really feel a big difference for the first day or two anytime that I do that. Mm-hmm. And all it does is reinforce and drive home the point of how this stuff is poison in our bodies.
Yeah.
Because if you suddenly go a day or two without any and you start feeling, I don't know, headaches and, you know, just kind of out of it because your body's not getting that instant burst of energy. Which is the evil, insidious trick that sugar plays on you. I know I'm going to be really, really glad by, like, tomorrow. Give me, like, one more day. Mm-hmm. But, man, it just makes the point is, like, it is a drug.
Oh, yeah.
That stuff
it's like
is
crack,
a drug.
Yeah. Yeah. I had 4 York peppermint patties last night. So.
Like, your body is teeming with this garbage
right now.
Going
back. I just kept going back.
Gretchen's doing the exact same thing right now. We were kind of sitting on the couch last night talking about it and kind of laughing about how we are. It's almost like we need a 12-step program. I mean, we need something.
Yeah, you just got to stop buying the stuff, you know?
Yeah.
That's the biggest part.
Oh, my goodness. It's, you know, we still have things of Halloween candy around the house.
Mm-hmm. Same. What do you think I was getting the York peppermint patties?
The thing is, all the good stuff is gone. I mean, now we're down to the
Jolly Ranchers
and Laffy Taffy,
Tootsie
and
Rolls,
stuff like that. Anyway, so
well, keep at it, man. It's good for you.
Oh, I'm fine. It's just that you are aware when you do it.
Yep.
It just makes you realize you're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
Because if your body is screaming like that,
please
you're not.
Stop.
Being... yeah. What about you?
Well, I woke up a little early this morning because I heard some like jingle belly sounds downstairs. I was like, what is that? Did the dog get into something or what's going on? So I wandered downstairs in my underpants and there was an intruder in the house, Dom, perched on our dining room table, messing around with some of the Christmas decorations on there. Mr. Elf on the Shelf has reappeared. Seeing as it's December 1st now, he has popped back into our house to keep an eye on the kiddos. Mm-hmm. And speaking of sweets, he made a big old mess on the table with a bag of marshmallows and left a note there on the table for the kids, telling them to be good and watch their P's and Q's so Santa could come. And I instantly let out a big old groan because this guy, you got to remind him every day, you know, because he's lazy. You got to remind him every day to move around and go into mm-hmm. different spots, you know, every night so the kids can look for him the next day. Mm-hmm. And it's just a big old pain in the butt reminding this elf to go do his duties, you know.
Right.
So that's going on.
The dining room table?
Day one, because, yeah, I guess he wanted the kids to see him right away when they come down the stairs and they hook a left, because that's kind of where they're doing all their school, their homeschooling right now, because that started back up yesterday. So he's there front and center, and the rules are you're not allowed to touch him or he loses his magic, and mm-hmm. he just goes around every night creating little messes around the house that mom and dad have to eventually pick up.
Yeah.
It's a fun little tradition.
You know, the Elf on the Shelf in your house is so drastically different from the Elf on the Shelf in my house because this year, once again, the elf has appeared but is spending every day on the Christmas tree in a totally perverted position.
Beautiful.
So
he's a naughty elf.
That's what goes on.
He's a naughty, naughty little elf.
Yes.
Well, not the one in our house, Dom.
I'll take a picture and send it to you.
Please do. Give our elf some ideas. Oh, God.
Life
was good.
Stupid tradition.